Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into swarms.
Oh, yeah.
A really buzzy AI agent project.
It's been getting a lot of attention, that's for sure.
For good reason. I mean, it's number one on Anve.ai's AI agent list right now.
As of today, yeah.
And
I'm very excited.
It's seen a 30x increase in value since January 1st.
Crazy.
So.
This year, yeah.
Maybe we should start by just talking about what AI agents are.
Yeah, so AI agents are like...
For people who don't know.
Little pieces of software that can act autonomously, basically.
Yeah.
So they can make decisions and complete tasks without a human having to step in.
Cool. So what makes swarms so different?
So what's really interesting about swarms is that it focuses on multi-agent collaboration.
Okay.
So, you know, you have these models like GPT-4 that are single agents, very powerful.
Right.
But swarms is saying, no, let's have like a team of specialized agents all working together.
Like a bee colony?
Yeah, exactly like a bee colony, where each bee has its own specific role,
uh-huh.
and together they can achieve really incredible things.
So how does that work in the digital world? Are we talking digital beehives here?
Well, not beehives exactly, but, you know, each agent in swarms has its own kind of area of expertise.
Okay.
So you could have one that's really good at market research and another that's really good at writing copy.
Oh, yeah.
And then another one that's really good at managing social media. And instead of having one agent try to do it all,
right.
you have this team of specialists working together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's about teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah. So this multi-agent thing, it sounds pretty complex. How do these agents talk to each other?
Yeah, that's where their multi-agent router comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Which they launched
this is new.
Earlier this year. Yeah.
Dude.
It's like a central hub that lets all the agents communicate and share data really efficiently
okay.
so they can coordinate their actions.
So it's not just like throwing a bunch of AI agents in a room and hoping for the best.
No. It's about like really carefully orchestrating their interactions.
Yeah, making sure they're all working together.
Yeah, maximizing that collective intelligence.
So how did swarms get to this point? I mean, we were saying it's had this meteoric rise.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with transparency and consistent progress.
Okay.
So right from the start of this year, they were hitting these key milestones.
Oh, really? Like what?
They introduced the technical principle.
Okay.
They launched the multi-agent router.
Huh.
They released their white paper and a roadmap all within like the first few days of January.
They haven't been messing around.
They've been busy.
Wow. So now I've heard people saying Swarms is like a human manager for AI agents.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
What does that mean?
So, you know, Swarms doesn't just create this space for AI agents to exist. It actually, like, manages their activity.
Okay.
It observes which agents are available.
Mm-hmm.
It identifies their strengths.
Right.
And then it intelligently assigns tasks based on their expertise.
So instead of, like, a human project manager delegating tasks.
Exactly.
Swarms is the digital overseer.
Yeah.
Making sure the right agent is doing the right job.
Yeah. Making sure everything is running smoothly.
That's wild.
It is pretty wild.
So where do these specialized AI agents even come from?
Well, that's where the Swarms Marketplace comes in.
Oh, this is new.
Yeah, it's going to be launching soon.
Okay.
It's basically a place where developers can create and share their AI agents.
Sort of like an app store, but for AI agents.
Exactly. Wow. And they can even like monetize them through the marketplace.
So tell me about this marketplace. What will make it so unique?
Well, they're going to have all sorts of tools for developers, like auto-generation and upload features,
yeah.
and even like paywall integration using their Swarms token so people can pay for these AI agents.
Okay, so Swarms is like their main token, right?
Yeah, it's the fuel that powers the whole ecosystem.
What else is going on in the Swarms ecosystem? I heard them mention a project called MCS, and that one's a bit of a mystery.
Yeah, MCS is one of their projects.
Uh-huh.
Details are still a little bit under wraps.
Okay.
But Anve.ai is following it closely.
Cool. So they'll keep us updated.
Definitely.
Okay, so we've talked a bit about what Swarms is.
Yeah.
But why should our listeners care about all of this?
This isn't just some cool tech project.
No.
This is about a potential paradigm shift.
Okay.
In how we interact with AI.
Hmm.
Imagine a world where AI isn't just a tool, but it's a collaborative partner.
Okay.
Capable of tackling complex problems with incredible efficiency and accuracy.
So we're not just talking about automating tasks here.
Yeah.
We're talking about AI augmenting human capabilities.
Exactly.
And driving innovation across industries.
It's across all sorts of different fields.
Wow, that's a big statement. So we've got the why of swarms.
Yeah.
But let's unpack the how a bit more. You were saying swarms is like a human manager for these AI agents?
Right. So think of it this way. Think of it this way. Imagine you have to develop a new marketing campaign.
Okay.
It's a big project, right? You need market research.
Yeah.
You need someone to create content,
mm-hmm.
social media strategy, data analysis.
So many moving parts.
Traditionally, you'd need to put together a whole team of specialists.
Right. A whole team of humans.
Yeah. Manage their workflows.
Yeah.
Make sure they're all on the same page.
It's a lot to juggle.
Yeah, exactly. And so instead of assembling that human team,
right,
you would tap into the swarms network.
Okay.
So let's say there's an AI agent that's really good at market research.
Yeah.
Another one that's amazing at writing really catchy copy. And then another one that's just a whiz at social media scheduling and engagement.
Right.
Swarms would analyze those available agents.
Okay.
See what they're good at.
So it's like a virtual talent agency?
It's like a talent agency for AI.
That's incredible.
It is.
And all of this is happening without me having to lift a finger.
That's the idea. It's all happening behind the scenes.
So Swarms is orchestrating all of this.
Yeah. Making sure the agents have access to the right data and resources.
Uh-huh.
Making sure they're communicating with each other.
Right.
And monitoring their progress.
It's like having an invisible project manager.
Exactly. Okay, so how does Swarms make sure that all these AI agents are doing good work?
That's where the Swarms token comes in.
Okay.
It's not just for transactions. It's actually a built-in incentive system.
Okay.
So high-performing agents are rewarded with Swarms tokens.
Okay.
Which they can then use to access, like, premium resources.
So like a meritocracy for AI.
Yeah, the better you do, the more you're rewarded.
That's a clever way to keep things running smoothly.
It is.
So this token economy is going to be a big part of the upcoming Swarms marketplace, right?
Yeah, so the marketplace is being designed as, like, this dynamic hub.
Mm-hmm.
Where developers and users can interact and collaborate and exchange value.
Okay.
So developers can create and upload their agents.
Yeah.
Set their prices and payment structures using Swarms tokens.
Okay.
And users can browse the marketplace.
Find the agents they need.
Exactly. Plug and play, basically.
I like it.
Yeah.
So it's not just a place to show off your AI. It's like a whole ecosystem.
It's an ecosystem built around this idea of collaboration and people being incentivized to participate.
Exactly.
Cool. So earlier you were saying Swarms has the potential to, like, revolutionize industries.
Yeah, across the board.
Can you give us some concrete examples?
Sure. So let's start with finance.
Okay.
Imagine AI agents that can analyze market trends, identify investment opportunities,
right,
and even execute trades with incredible speed and precision.
That sounds like a dream come true.
No more emotional trading decisions. It's all data-driven.
What about other areas of finance?
I mean, think about loan applications or fraud detection or even providing personalized financial advice.
So it's like having a team of AI financial advisors working for you 24/7.
Constantly crunching the numbers.
I like it. I like it. What about healthcare?
Oh, healthcare is ripe for disruption.
In what way?
AI agents could analyze medical images
uh-huh.
to detect diseases early on.
Wow.
Personalize treatment plans based on individual patient data.
Okay.
Maybe even assist with complex surgeries.
That's pretty intense.
It is.
But what about the human side of things?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like doctors and nurses, they provide more than just medical expertise, right?
Of course.
There's empathy and emotional support. Can AI really replicate that?
Well, it's important to remember that AI agents are tools.
Yeah.
They're designed to augment human capabilities, not to replace them.
Okay.
So in healthcare, AI could take over those tedious administrative tasks.
Right.
And free up doctors and nurses to spend more time with their patients.
Providing that human touch.
Exactly.
So it's about finding that balance.
Finding that synergy between AI and human expertise.
What other fields could benefit from this kind of Swarms approach?
The possibilities are endless, really.
Okay.
Research and development is another big one.
Okay.
AI agents could analyze these massive data sets to accelerate scientific discoveries, design new materials with very specific properties,
right,
even simulate complex systems to predict outcomes.
So it's like giving researchers a turbo boost.
Exactly. Instead of spending years on tedious analysis,
they can focus on the bigger picture.
Yeah, and the collaborative nature of Swarms could foster cross-disciplinary research.
Okay.
So you could have experts from all different fields coming together to solve these big challenges.
Like a global brain.
Yeah, kind of.
The potential is huge.
It is.
So we've explored the why of Swarms and the how.
Yep.
We've looked at some potential applications, but I'm curious to get your take on this.
Sure.
There's been a lot of hype around AI in recent years.
There has.
Do you think Swarms is the real deal, or is it just another fad?
It's a good question, and it's still early days,
Yeah.
but there are a few things that make swarms really compelling.
I love this ability.
First of all, this focus on multi-agent collaboration, it's a big departure from that traditional single-agent model.
Right, so we're not trying to create one super AI.
No, it's about recognizing that complex problems require diverse perspectives and specialized skills.
Teamwork.
Teamwork, yeah, and then you have the swarms token and the marketplace.
Right.
Which create this robust ecosystem for incentivized participation and value creation.
So you're attracting developers and users.
Exactly. And then finally, you have the team behind Swarms.
Okay.
They have a proven track record of delivering on their promises.
So they're walking the walk.
They're not just talking about it, they're actually doing it.
So it's not just a pie in the sky idea.
No, they're executing on their vision.
Okay. But what about the skeptics?
Yeah, I think skepticism is healthy.
Sure.
It's good to be critical of new technology,
Right.
but I think Swarms represents a genuine shift in the AI landscape.
On what way?
It's not just about incremental improvements in AI capabilities.
Okay.
It's about fundamentally changing how we interact with AI. Imagine a future where AI isn't just a tool,
Right.
it's a collaborative partner
Uh-huh.
helping us solve complex problems,
Unlock new possibilities.
enhance our collective intelligence.
Humans and AI working together.
Exactly, leveraging each other's strengths.
That's a powerful image. So Swarms is laying the foundation for that future.
That's the idea.
That's pretty inspiring. We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
I'm sure our listeners are eager to learn more.
Yeah.
What are some resources they can check out to really dive deep into this world?
Well, av.ai is a great starting point.
Of course.
They have in-depth articles, real-time data, expert analysis on swarms, and the whole AI agent landscape.
And Swarms has their own website and social media channels, right?
Yeah, they're constantly sharing updates on their progress and insights into their
We'll
vision.
include links to all of that in the show notes
Sounds good.
so our listeners can easily find them.
Perfect.
So this is just the beginning of the Swarms journey.
Yeah, we're just scratching the surface.
Who knows what the future holds?
It's exciting to think about.
I want to leave our listeners with a question.
Okay, shoot.
We've been talking about Swarms as like a human manager for AI agents.
Right.
But what happens when AI gets so smart that it doesn't need a human manager anymore?
Whoa, that's a big question.
It is right.
What happens when AI starts managing itself?
Setting its own goals.
Making its own
Is that
decisions?
a future we should be excited about or scared of?
That's a question for all of us to ponder.
It is.
And it's a conversation we need to be having right now.
As we keep pushing the boundaries of AI,
It's a journey we're all on together.
and the choices we make today will shape the world of tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I think we've given our listeners plenty to think about.
Yeah, food for thought.
What do you say? We take a quick break and then come back with some closing thoughts.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, we are back, and I am ready for more Swarms talk.
Me too.
This stuff is really fascinating.
It is.
So much to unpack.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Before we wrap up,
Yeah.
let's recap some key takeaways for our listeners.
Okay, sounds good.
First and foremost, Swarms is all about harnessing the power of specialized AI agents
Right.
working together.
Instead of having one AI try to do everything.
It's like a dream team of AI, each agent bringing its own unique skills.
Exactly. Each one has its own specialty.
And this dream team is managed by Swarms itself.
Yeah, Swarms is like the coach,
Right, it's the digital overseer.
making sure everyone's working together effectively,
It's assigning tasks, facilitating communication,
keeping everything running smoothly.
and to keep all these AI agents motivated and producing high quality work.
You gotta have incentives.
There's the Swarms token,
Yeah.
which is an ingenious incentive system, if you ask me.
I agree.
It rewards high performance and it fuels the entire Swarms ecosystem.
It's like the lifeblood of the whole thing.
And then we've got the upcoming Swarms marketplace.
Oh, yeah. The marketplace is going to be huge.
It's this vibrant hub where developers can showcase their AI creations.
And users can find the agents they need.
It's like an AI talent agency meets an app store,
I like that analogy.
all powered by this innovative Swarms token economy.
It's a whole new world.
Now, I know some of our listeners might be thinking, okay, this all sounds incredible,
Yeah.
but where do I even start?
It can be a little overwhelming.
It can be, but don't worry.
We gotcha.
We've got you covered.
Yeah.
Ave.ai is a fantastic resource for all things AI agents.
Absolutely.
They've got in-depth articles, real-time data, and expert analysis to keep you informed.
A one-stop shop.
And don't forget to check out Swarm's own website and social media channels.
Oh, yeah, good point.
They're always sharing updates, insights and announcements about their progress.
They're very active.
We'll include links to all these resources in the show notes.
So you can easily find them.
So this is just the beginning of the swarm's journey, folks.
We're just getting started.
Who knows what the future holds?
And the possibilities are endless.
But we want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
We've talked about swarms as this incredible tool with the potential to revolutionize industries,
yeah,
empower individuals, and enhance our collective intelligence.
It's powerful stuff.
But with any powerful technology come important questions.
That's right.
Questions about responsibility, ethics, and the long-term implications of creating these increasingly sophisticated AI systems.
Yeah, we need to be thinking about these things.
As we continue on this journey of exploring the frontiers of artificial intelligence.
Absolutely.
We need to approach these questions thoughtfully.
With open dialogue.
With a commitment to harnessing this technology for good.
For the betterment of humanity.
It's a journey we're all on together.
It is.
And the choices we make today
will shape the world of tomorrow.
Stay informed. Stay engaged.
Keep asking those tough questions.
And as always,
thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of swarms.
Until next time,
keep exploring.